Then the next step, that's step number one. Step number two is get rid of what you don't want. I bet you if I were to visit you, let's say you invite me for a cup of coffee and you show me your apartment, you show me the house, and this is where the closet is, would we find some clothes you haven't worn in at least a year in your closet? Yes, we would. Would we find some old magazines, possibly, that you were going to read one of these days, or old newspapers or books that you bought you never opened up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, right? Are you maybe get rid of what you don't want? This applies into any area of life. Do you have maybe a particular friendship where it is totally one way, where you're the only one that's being friendly and the other person does nothing but put you down? If that is true, you may want to strongly consider cutting off that particular friendship, or at least diminishing the time that you spend with that person. Because if you have somebody that makes you negative and feel down all the time, that is not being very centered. So again, you need to examine, what do I want and what do I not want? So get rid of what you don't want. Then make a written list, and I emphasize the word written, list of what you do want. There's power in writing things down. There's a huge difference between having it into your head and writing things down. The people that get what they want tend to have it in written form. That makes it real. Also, if you want more prosperity and abundance in your life, be open to receive. When you leave here, and as you're about to go to your car, you see a shiny dime in front of your left tire, guess what I want you to do? I want you to pick it up, because if you don't, even if it's a penny, I want you to pick it up. Because if you don't, the message you're sending out is, I don't want anymore.
But it's dirty. You don't know where it's been.
Exactly. So you put it in a little tissue and you clean it up. But you do not turn it down, because then the message you're sending out, it is like a child. Remember what you heard in raising a child? It doesn't make any difference what you say, it's what you do. Well, this is really true for you in your life as well. It doesn't make any difference what you say. It is what you do. If you say, I want more money, and you find money, and then you say no, it is your actions that determine what's going to happen next. So I want you to be open to receive, even a dirty penny. How about this ugly gift that you're getting for Christmas? Or the ugly gift, or somebody says to you, you know, I'm cleaning the stuff up. Here's this lamp. Here, I'd like you to have this lamp. And you think this is the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. Now, rather than saying, well, I know, you know, your other neighbor mentioned to me that she really likes that lamp and trying to get rid of it that way, you don't say anything. You smile. You accept it gracefully. Thank her profusely for thinking of you that way. Appreciate her. And then turn around to the other neighbor and say, I have a wonderful gift for you. You see, but again, by turning down, if somebody wants to give you things, the message that you're sending out is, I don't want anymore. So you want to accept gracefully all the things, even though you have no need for them immediately. Give it to somebody who can use it. Do not endorse any lack or limitation from other people. If you have somebody who's going to tell you about this company is cutting down people or downsizing or, you know, in this industry there are going to be problems, immediately shut that out. Do not accept limiting belief systems from other people. In other words, let's suppose that you hear that in this particular industry they're going to downsize. Well, the first question you want to ask yourself is, do I work in this industry? Well, if you don't work in this industry, or you don't have a close family member working in this industry, it has nothing to do with you to begin with, right? I mean, you feel empathy for the people that are going to be downsized, but you're not directly affected by that. So why get nervous or upset about it? You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what people do. They, oh my God, you know, and they get upset and then tie in and, oh, you see, get that sigh going. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And if somebody says this is going to happen or that's, nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody's going to know what's going to happen in the stock market. No one has the faintest idea what's going to happen in the economy 1 or 2 or 3 years from now, or in an industry 1 or 2 or 3 years from now. All kinds of things are possible within any time span. So take all these predictions with a huge grain of salt. You have to be aware of the fact that you're being influenced all the time and that you have the choice to accept or reject what other people are telling you. And what I'm telling you is to reject negativities from other people so that you can stay positive.